Hello everyone, this is Kinshuka, and I'm going to be doing that confession meme thing. I was tagged in it by my very good friend Shokuji. Yeah, I'm going to get you back for tagging me with this sort of thing, but I thought, hey, I'll do it with a twist. Instead of typing out my responses, I'll let you guys judge my voice to see the, or hear the honesty in them, to see if you guys can tell if I'm saying the truth. And I'm going to try doing this in one complete failure of a recording. So there's going to be one clear cut, and hopefully it's not going to be stupidly long. So I'll start with the first confession. My biggest fear. Well, I wouldn't really class it as a fear, as something I don't like, because I don't really class myself as fearing anything. But something I really, 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 really don't like is the dentist. I mean, there was one time... Well, it's really sparked off from when a couple of years back my wife said to me, "Oh, we're going to the dentist, we're having a checkup, don't worry, we're all doing it, nothing's going to happen." I ended up having a tooth pulled and having some fillings put in, and I swore to never, ever, ever return. I hate the dentist, I respect them, I hate them. So, I tend to steer clear. I can't even walk on the same side of the street, I verge away. Anyway, second confession, worst nightmare. Is that, I don't really know if you class that as like a proper dream sort of nightmare, or something you'd hate to see in real life. So I'll do the real life one, because that's, could be a nightmare scenario really. And that would be seeing something happen to my children. I mean, I have two lovely kids, and if I saw something happen to them, like one of them getting hurt badly, or touch wood, like dying in front of me, that would be a worst nightmare. But then again, ask any parent, it's going to be the same thing. Confession number three. Something you wish you could forget. This is a good one. This is one that it might fall into. There's another question that a few down the line, which it could also fall into the same answer. But many years ago, when I was still living with Mummy, I had the smart idea of looking through her keyhole while she was in the bedroom with her then boyfriend. And I saw my mum and her man getting it on, getting jiggy jiggy. And that's not something any kid wants to see their parent doing, is getting it on with a dude that isn't like your dad. I mean, it's like, ah, even if it was your dad, you don't want to see that. It's like, worst. That's like, if I could forget that, like, have it wiped from my memory, that would be it. And never, ever, 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 ever have to think about it ever again. Question number four. Best dream. I'll answer this twice. Best, like, dream, like, sleeping dream, is something I have quite often, which is weird, because I have recurring dreams, usually in the same sort of aspect, where I'm some sort of, like, ninja, you know, like cyborg ninja from the Metal Gear series. I'm kind of like that, but I'm also mixed in with a bit of Deadpool, so like an assassin mercenary type thing that goes around killing all the bad people, and I have epic swords and techno gabble. Look at Deus Ex Human Revolution, something in that sort of realm. But best dream in real life, I don't really know. I mean, my dream when I was younger was to be an actor, which I did do for quite a while as a childhood actor, but then it kind of fell through. So, something I can get into later on in life, who knows? I mean, later on in this recording, I can get deeper into details with that. But, favourite memory, which is question number five, that would be something with my uncle. Me and my uncle, when I was younger, we used to go West End every Saturday. Well, pretty much every Saturday, we used to go to the West End of London. And we'd spend maybe all day in Hamley's Toy Store, which is like the biggest toy store in Europe. Or we'd go to Sega World, which is this like five-story arcade that they have there in the West End, right next to Piccadilly Circus. And it's just, we'd explore West End. We'd just walk down side streets even, and discover little shops that most people wouldn't even think were there. Or we'd just feed the pigeons in Trafalgar Square. Just brilliant stuff like that. Those are some of my favourite memories. Anything that has to do with my uncle. Worst experience. worst experience. That could be when I was acting. And I was in the 1998 production of Oliver in the London Palladium. And all the scenery there was all mechanized. It was all done by backstage wizardry where people would be able to just press buttons and different parts of the stage would either come out through the floor or from the sides and everything like that. And there was one part of the production where we had to sit on the stage or as on the set as it rolled in from the sides. And as our part's going in, another part's coming out. And my costume got snared on a bit of the wall that was coming out as we're going in. And I got crushed between the scenery. I have a very nice scar on my knee from that. But I was completely crushed between it. Lucky I didn't, like, get some serious injury. But I remember crawling off the stage because I couldn't walk. I literally had to be... I was crawling through the back into the backstage. And as soon as I was out of mic range, I just burst into tears because I was in incredible pain. It was, like, really, really hurt, of course. I mean, I was bleeding and the director came up to me is like to check if I was all right. And I had a few weeks off, but after that, I went back to the production. I mean, the show's got to go on, right? Question number seven, biggest pet peeve. I'm going to go with the fandom here because this is what we're all into, right? My biggest pet peeve are sluts. Yep, there's a lot of them in the fandom. People that just only commission porn. Porn, 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 porn. And that's the only reason they have watches because people like to see the dick or like to see the titties and all that sort of stuff. It annoys me. Real art in the fandom doesn't get the appreciation it deserves. That's one of the reasons why I haven't done anything lately, because I don't want to be one of those porn artists that only get commissions because I might draw a nice dick or I might draw a nice set of titties. I don't want that. That's one of the reasons why I've just lost all of my drive, which I really want to get myself out of. I want to get back into my art, but I don't want to be known for that. Something you're paranoid about, which is question number 8. Paranoia isn't something really I suffer from. I mean, I can't really answer it because I'm not a paranoid person. I've never really given a fuck what people think of me. People know I don't sugarcoat stuff for shit. So if you ask me a question, I'd answer it honestly and tell you, even if I knew you wouldn't like the answer. So I'm just going to leave that one blank. Confession number 9. What are your thoughts of your current best friends? What was your thoughts of your current best friend when you first met them? That would be my longtime friend in real life. His name is David. I met him in my second primary school, and I remember it was a weird thing. I remember just walking into the classroom, locking eyes with him, and just gravitating towards him. And I was kind of like the third wheel in his sense, because at first, He admitted to me a couple of years back that when we first met, he was like, "What the fuck is this kid, man? What's he doing hanging off me and all that sort of shit?" But yeah, I just thought he was like, "Oh my god, he's the coolest person. I must hang out with him. I must be best friends with him." And then, yeah, we are best friends. We've been through thick and thin and help each other out whenever we can. I kick his ass in FIFA whenever we play. But yeah, it's just... That was my first thing, is I thought he was the absolute coolest kid, and I had to stick with him. Pardon me, I've got a bit of a cold. Confession number 10. Your strongest principle / belief. My strongest principle / belief would be, don't give a fuck what people think of you. Your life is yours to live, not what other people want you to live. I will never conform to what other people think I should do. Even my wife can't. My wife has tried to change me. She's failed. So if my wife can't change me, no one else can. And that's what I do. I mean, that's what I believe. And, like, for belief-wise, I would say it would be respect someone until they show they do not deserve that respect. I've always gone in, like, I went to my first fur meet about 3 months ago now, I think it is. And I went in and just respected everyone. That's the way I go. If I go to meet people for the first time, I show them respect and I expect it back. And I learned that maybe one or two people at the local meets don't deserve the respect that I first originally gave them. And of course, they don't get it from me no more. And so That's how I run. I mean, if I meet you for the first time, even if other people have talked, like, spoke shit about you, saying, oh, that person's a prick, don't meet them. If you meet them, they'll stab you in the back and all that shit. I don't go what other people say. It's my judgment. My judgment rules my belief. My judgment rules my heart, not other people's judgments. Let's go with question number 11. What annoys you the most? Since I've already done the fandom, I will go with real life with this question. What annoys me the most is people like dog owners who can't pick up after their dog. They leave their dog shit in the pavement, and I have a nasty habit of stepping in it, which really bugs the living fuck out of me. I mean, I've owned dogs, and I've always picked up after them. Why can't other people do it? You own a dog, pick up after the fucking thing. I've gotten into several arguments with dog owners about not picking up their mess, to the point where I've picked it up and shoved it into the back of their heads. Those are fun times, and fun arguments afterwards, but that's just me. I mean, if you own a dog, and you let that dog shit, and not pick up after it, and I'm walking by you, I will tell you to pick it up, or I'll pick it up for you and do that. Confession number 12. Something you want to do before you die. Luckily, they weren't Friday, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to complete the thing I want to do. I want to get back into acting, or at least get back into singing to the way I used to. I mean, I'm never going to have the solo soprano voice I used to have, but get back into maybe going back on stage. That's the biggest thrill. I mean, I've done TV, I've done radio, I was in the first Harry Potter movie, which absolutely killed my love for acting. But stage, you can't describe it. I mean, people say they need, like, drugs to be happy. I don't need drugs. If I had to say something that got me high, that'd be being on stage, doing Oliver, doing the first thing I ever did when I was 6 years old, I was doing Cavalcade. That was absolutely fantastic. It was just immense. Absolutely immense. That would be something I want to do again, is get back into acting. Confession number 13. Biggest regret. Nah, that's something for me. I look back at my life, I've always said I never regret anything I've ever done. Because if you regret anything you've done, you regret who you are today. And I'm too egotistical for that. I mean, I don't regret anything I've ever done, because I wouldn't be who I am or where I am today. Pardon me, I'm going to have a quick swig of me drink. Confession 14. Hidden talent. Yeah, I'd say that it was my acting, my singing is a hidden talent, because I don't really sing as much as I used to, and most people that hear me, if I'm like, because I tend to, like, if I'm cleaning the kitchen or cleaning around the house, that's when I sing. I'm mopping the floor or hoovering up or washing the dishes, and I'm singing my heart out with the music I've got playing from my phone, or if I've hooked up my speaker system, I'm singing away. And people that don't usually, like, see me as a singer, they go, oh my god, you've got a good voice. It's like, meh. It's not as good as it used to be. That's what I say anyway. Confession 15. Favorite thing about yourself? That would be my confidence. I am a pretty confident person, but then that's kind of like my entire family. We're all confident fuckers. And that's it. I mean, I'm a confident person. I like to entertain my friends that are around me. I can't be in a room with people and be quiet. So I have to make people smile and laugh, even if it's at my own expense. That's one of the things I do love about myself. Confession 16. One thing you would change about yourself if I could. That would be my nose. I have a pretty big nose for a British boy. I think I might have, hopefully I won't offend anyone with this, but I think I have a bit of Jewish in me. I have a pretty big schnoz. That would be, so if I could change it, I would, but then again, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't, because it's changing who I am fundamentally, and I don't really believe in that. Confession 17. 17, yeah. It's the worst habit. That's going to be something I'm going to, this is going to be an online thing, because it is a habit that I've got myself into, which I want to break, but just can't seem to do it, and I don't know why. Is most, 9 times out of 10, I'm actually online, but if I'm on MSN Messenger or anything like that, but I mean, I appear offline. I don't know why I do it. I appear offline, 99.9999999% of the time I'm appearing offline. That's why I say to people, shoot me a message anyway, I'm probably there. But I really want to get out of that. So that's going to be a New Year's resolution again, third year in a row, to stop appearing offline every day. Most important person in your life at the moment, confession 18. I'm going to have to go with the wife. Yep, she is the most important person in my life right now because she's the one that has to put up with my stupidness every day. Except for this weekend, she was away. Yay! I hope she doesn't hear this. But yep, she is the most important person in my life today. Confession 19, a skill you wish you had. Music. Being able to pick up an instrument and master it. I've gone through so many instruments that I wanted to learn in my lifetime that just got bored. I've tried to play saxophone, got bored of it, threw it away. Trombone, got bored of it, threw it away. Piano, tried it, got bored, moved on. Violin, never again. These are just, guitar. I mean, I would love to learn guitar. It's just, if I can't master it within like the first 6 or 7 plays, it's like, fuck this, I can't do it no more, screw it, it's not working. Not my fault, it's not working. That's just me. It's stupid, but it's me. The biggest compliment you've ever received. Confession 20. This would be the first ever acting thing I ever done. Or ever did, even. When I was around about 6 years old, in my first ever production called Cavalcade. And I had to go and do... This is like my opening night. I'm 6 years old. I have to sing in front of, I think it's around about 700 people, by myself, on a stage. Like on a little platform thing. It was a little balcony. And the main actress of the show, I can't remember her name for the life of me. I remember her being a sweet lady, a lovely lady. She came up to me, knelt down. She could see I was scared shitless, and she said to me, "Don't worry, Edward. You're gonna do fantastically. Keep your head high, and you'll do fine." And I remember getting up on that balcony, closing my eyes, and singing my little heart out. And I went through perfectly. I didn't falter. I didn't fuck up any of the words. And it went swimmingly. And as soon as I got down, I was like shaking. I was still nervous. And she came up to me, gave me a big hug and said, "You did fantastically. I told you would." That's the biggest compliment I've ever had. Confession number 21. What do you hate most about society? I would say... it's people not giving a fuck about other people. That's one thing that really, really annoys me, because the way I was brought up with not just my uncle, but with my mum and all of that, is that I was brought up to care about other people. I mean, I know everyone says this. My family taught me honour and respect and all that sort of shit. But most of the time, it's just bullshit. It's just them trying to sound big and sound nice, but... with me, it's true. I get stuck on doors opening up for people. I will get off my seat on a bus if a pregnant lady or an old person gets on. That's the sort of things I was brought up to do, and I still do them to this day. And there's so many people out there that don't do it. It's annoying. I mean, there's young kids on the bus. Like, I remember this one time I was on the bus and packed full of school kids, just being kicked out. And an old lady got on, she's just done her shopping, like 6 bags in each hand. Don't know how this skinny old lady was doing it, but damn well she was carrying those bags. And none of the kids got up. So I looked at the boys, I mean, I'm standing up, there was no seats when I got on. And I looked at a couple of boys and I said to them, "Are you going to get up for this old lady? She's just got on." And they're like, "Nah, it's our seats." So I just grabbed them off the seat and threw them off the seat. I was like, "You get up and show this woman some respect, you little prick." And then she sat down and said thank you, and the boys are running their mouths, but I'm ignoring them because I knew they wouldn't do anything anyway. But that's just the thing. There's no respect for people. Most people out there wouldn't stop a robbery or anything like that. I mean, given, I probably wouldn't jump in and stop a robbery. But I've stepped across the street to help people that are being bullied. Other people don't do that. That's the thing I hate about society the most. That's what I hate about society now, is just that they don't really care no more. Confession 22, something that makes you cry. That would be if I get too, like, I seem to, sometimes I reminisce about me and my uncle. I mean, my uncle died in 2006. And if I get too deep in reminiscing about him, and then I start missing him, and it does make me cry, because he was my father figure, because I never really knew my dad, and he was there for me every step of the way. Anything I needed, he would be there for, and if I, like, reminisce too much, I'd just start missing him more and more, and yeah, it does make me cry. That, plus remembering my cat Sophie, who we had to have put down a few months ago. She was very old. Damn, she was a tank. But she was a bit too ill now. She had to go. That's something that really did make me cry that day. I cried for, like, I think it was like 4 hours straight. I was bawling like a kid. A baby. Bawling like a baby that day. Confession 23. Something that makes you laugh. That'd be something me and my best friend have going. Many years ago, many, many, many moons ago, we were walking down Lordship Lane in Dulwich, and I had bought myself, like, a big box of chicken from the local little KFC place. Well, not like KFC, but one of the places that actually sell, like, their own chicken. And I've ransacked this chicken, I've killed most of it, but there was one piece I couldn't finish, I couldn't have, I was too full. So I offered it to my mate, and he's like, yeah, sure, I'll have that. And then I said to him, you know what, you owe me a piece of chicken now, right? And he's like, yeah, I'll give it to you next time we're down here. That was probably around about 12 years ago. I remind him almost, on a weekly basis, you know you owe me a piece of chicken, right? You owe me a piece of chicken. And it's come to like a little joke now that probably on my deathbed or on his deathbed, they're just going to put out a piece of chicken and say, here it is. There's the piece of chicken I owe you, you bastard. And stuff like that. That's something that always makes me laugh because it's funny. Funny to me and him, at least. Oh, more drink. Where am I? Confession 24. Most treasured possession. That's a tie. It could be my uncle's war medals, because he served in the Second World War and he got several medals. Or, on a nerdy sense, it could be my complete Cowboy Bebop collection. I had the entire series, the movie, and all the mangas, all rolled into one. So, it's a tie between those two. It's the nerdy one or the sentimental one. They're both my prized possessions. Confession 25. Something no one expected you to like. This is kind of an embarrassing one, but I'm going to tell you guys anyway, because it's confessions. I love Judge Judy. I don't know why I love it, but I absolutely love Judge Judy. I could sit there and watch an entire day of Judge Judy. It's just something about that woman. I mean, it's probably because I like strong women, but it's just that the fact that she just tears into people sometimes. She's funny as fuck as well. And admittedly, for an old lady, she's still kind of good looking. Can't knock it. I wouldn't tap it, but can't knock it. So, yep, that's Judge Judy for me. Confession 26. Strangest hobby. I don't really have a hobby no more. But I did when I was younger. I used to collect wrestling figures. Like WWE or WWF, TNA, ECW, some weird Japanese shit. Like, you know, like New Japan and all that. I still have them. Not with me. They were at my mum's in her basement. But I've got around about 1,000 of them. And some of them are quite rare. So yeah, I would say that would be my strangest hobby would have been that. Confession 27. Biggest ambition. I don't know. I mean, it could be class getting back into acting thing again and maybe starring in a movie or in a proper starring in a West End production. But I don't know. I mean, ambition wise, just maybe be as good as father as I can be. As sad as that sounds. Confession 28. Something stupid you used to believe in when you were younger. That's a hard one. I mean, I believed in so many stupid shit back then. But, you know, I'm going to go with another memory of my uncle. We used to go to, if you live in London, or if there's any UK furs, you know Peckham, at least, because, you know, Del Boy and Rodney, you know, the Trotters. Me and my uncle and my sisters and all that, we used to go to Peckham Rye Park. And my uncle used to have this thing where he'd go there maybe 10 minutes before we'd arrive at the park, and to a certain part of the park, and he used to hide pennies. And we'd go in search and say that the pennies have been left there by the Peckham Rye fairies. And we'd go on a hunt, and it takes like half an hour to find all the pennies and maybe a pound coin that he's thrown out. But we'd believe that there were fairies in the park that left money. So yeah, that I'd say that was the stupid thing I used to be when I was younger, that the fairies existed. Confession 29, a random confession. I don't know. I mean, a random confession. Sometimes I still pick my nose. It's true. Hey, it's meant to be healthy, right? I don't eat it, but sometimes I pick my nose and wipe it on things. Yeah. Confession 30. A few words to honestly describe yourself. I'm egotistical, which I am proud to admit. I'm a very proud, egotistical person. I don't sugarcoat shit. I will be very honest with you. I've always said to people, I'm an honest book. No, not an honest book, an open book. Ask me a question, I'll answer it as honestly as I can. Well, that's it for now. That's all 30 questions. If I'm going to tag anyone, I will put that in the description, but I probably won't. But if I do, I'll put those in the description who I'm tagging, and I'll be like, you motherfucker, you'll do this now. You'll do this now, and you hate me. Yeah. So this is... I hope I don't really offend any Asian people doing that. But anyway, it's 11:30. It's taken me 26 minutes to do this. I'm Kinshuka, and I'm signing out. Bye-bye. How do I turn this fucker off? Bye-bye. Yay!